From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll get the hour underway with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Of course, fronted by the great drummer Art Blakey, with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Cedar Walton piano, and Reggie Workman bass. From 1964 and their Blue Note release Free For All, this is The Core.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's British saxophonist and producer Jim Tomlinson. Jim is best known as the longtime producer and husband of singer Stacey Kent, and his wife contributes vocals to a few tracks on this release. The album Brazilian Sketches from 2001, and if you like the Brazilian jazz of Stan Getz of the 60s, whether it be his work with the Gilbertos or Charlie Bird, I really think you'll enjoy this release from Jim. With Colin Oxley on guitar, Simon Thorpe on bass, and Chris Wells on drums, most of the pieces Antonio Carlos Jobim compositions, including the one we heard, Ligia. The European Jazz Trio before that, Mark van Roon piano, Franz van der Hoeven bass, and Roy Dukas on drums. Never Too Early, a take on the phrase never too late, from their 2004 release Night Train, and Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers at the top, with The Core from their 1964 classic Free For All. More classic sounds out of the 60s, getting this senator way, this time from 1960. Tenor sax great Harold Land and his album West Coast Blues, with Joe Gordon, trumpet, Barry Harris, piano, Wes Montgomery, guitar, Sam Jones, bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. If that isn't an all-star personnel lineup, I don't know what is. This is the opening track of the release, Ursula. Thank you.
never feel lonely, except when I wonder what if I had only promised you that when I sing a love song, you would always be the leading lady in our little love story. But I rarely ever think of you, almost never. I almost never get jealous, except when I see you out with other fellas. I understand your need to mingle, but the thought of you in someone else's arms makes me blue. I rarely think of you, almost never. Never feel lonely, except when I wonder what if I had only promised you that when I sing a love song, you would always be the leading lady in our little love story. But I rarely ever think of you, almost never. I almost never get jealous, except when I see you out with other fellas. I understand your need to mingle, but the thought of you in someone else's arms makes me blue. I rarely think of you, almost never. Thank you.
That's music from the Steve Nelson Quartet, fronted by Vibes player Steve Nelson, whose style of vibraphone playing has been likened to that of icons such as Milt Jackson and Bobby Hutcherson, and deservedly so, I think. From 1999 and the CD New Beginnings on the TCB label, with Mulgrew Miller on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Kenny Washington on drums, we heard The Song Is Ended. The vocal in the set came from trumpeter and singer Jeremy Davenport, a native of New Orleans and one of Harry Connick Jr.'s protégés early on in his career. From his third album and his debut album for the Basin Street label from 2009, the album We'll Dance Till Dawn, with David Torkanowski piano, either Roland Guerin or George Porter Jr. on bass, and either Troy Davis or Herman Ernst on drums. We listened to the opening track of the release, Almost Never, from Jeremy Davenport. And at the top of the set, Harold Land on tenor sax from 1960, Ursula from the album West Coast Blues. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for The Jazz Scene, program number 1802. We'll begin our final set of the hour with some music from Italy, as we turn to tenor saxophonist Roberto Botalico and his group, with Augusto Creni on guitar, Pietro Ciangalini bass, and Pietro Fumagalli on drums. From 2017 and the album Alter and Go, this is their take of a Thelonious Monk classic. Well, You Needn't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Classic Sounds from 1956 from guitarist Mundell Lowe and his album Guitar Moods, first released on the Riverside label, reissued on CD through Original Jazz Classics. With Al Klink heard there on flute, Trigger Alpert bass, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums, we heard It's So Peaceful in the Country. Before that, Joe Sample on piano from 1975. At the time, Joe was best known for his jazz funk and soul jazz work with the Crusaders, but he occasionally released some straight-ahead material under his own name throughout the 70s, including this great release, with Ray Brown on bass and Shelly Mann on drums, the album aptly titled The Three, we heard Yearnin'. And we began our final set of the hour with some jazz from Italy, from tenor saxophonist Roberto Botalico and his band, their take of Monk's Well You Needn't from the album Alter and Go. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.